Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Authorities in Delaware County have arrested a woman for allegedly using her position in the foster care system as a human trafficking operation. Investigators say 27-year-old Candace Talley was a caseworker for Children and Youth Services, who also had a secret side gig as a recruiter for a prostitution ring.
This is absolutely horrendous case of human trafficking.
District Attorney Jack Stolzmer says in May of 2017, Talley targeted a woman whose children were in foster care.
She was told that she could make money as a prostitute. The caseworker defendant would help her do that. And also, she was enticed by the offer of the caseworker's help in having her reunited with her children who were in foster care.
The victim at first accepted the offer, but then went to authorities. Talley was arrested on Thursday and now faces numerous charges. A Norristown man convicted twice and sentenced to death three different times for the same murder is getting a new trial. A federal judge has tossed the latest conviction and sentence of Robert Fisher, who's accused of shooting his girlfriend, Linda Roden, in Norristown back in 1980. The judge ruled Fisher's lawyer should have brought in a history of mental health and should have caught a mistake in the trial judge's explanation of reasonable doubt. Montgomery County First Assistant DA Ed McCann says they will retry Fisher for a third time on first-degree murder.
The murder happened in 1980, so it's not going to be an easy proposition to get ready for a trial, but we'll do our best to do that.
McCann says he will not, however, seek the death penalty for Fisher. The Wolf administration is developing a plan to help deal with aging school buildings plagued by environmental health problems, including lead paint and asbestos insulation. Wolf's office says the governor is committed to putting significant resources into protecting children and will propose a new comprehensive plan soon. Wolf must deliver a budget proposal to the legislature on February 4th. Lawmakers pressing the state for state aid say that lead and asbestos in deteriorating school buildings is a massive and growing problem. Six Philadelphia public schools have been forced to close at some point this year because of asbestos issues. Another issue the School District of Philadelphia is dealing with is a lack of school librarians. Educators rallied on the steps of district headquarters on Friday, calling on schools to restore librarians. Kathy Furman is president of the Pennsylvania School Librarians Association and says Philadelphia has just seven certified librarians for a district of more than 125,000 students.
The ratio is the worst in the nation of librarians to students.
Budget cuts have claimed many librarians' positions. State Representative Tom Mert told a rally of more than 100 that the internet cannot replace a certified librarian.
Just because there's calculators, we don't do away with math teachers.
The librarian-backed bills in the State House and Senate would require a certified librarian in each school. And the deadline for people to apply to be considered for the Philadelphia School Board has been extended until next Friday. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, there will be at least one change on the board.
The school board's vice president, Wayne Walker, has told Mayor Kenney he does not want to be reappointed. Walker, in an interview, said a family matter will keep him out of town for significant periods of time.
When I look at all the responsibilities I have, too, I just felt that this would be the right thing to do.
Walker was appointed to the 9-member volunteer school board in 2018 as Philadelphia took back its schools from state control.
The other eight members, including Chair Joyce Wilkerson, are asking to be reappointed. Philadelphia's electric bike program rolled out last May and was a popular draw for many people. KYW's Kim Glovis reports it might have been too popular.
The Indigo e-bike program resulted in thousands of rides being recorded. Aaron Ritz, the city's transportation programs manager, says, however, some people didn't realize the e-bikes had to be returned.
We had around 150 out on the street at any one time. I don't really want to go into real specifics about the missing numbers. That's a moving target for us.
A few weeks ago, all of the e-bikes were pulled from the streets and put in a warehouse for maintenance. That's when the city asked the police department to help them track down those missing Indigo bikes.
Ritz says no one will face charges if they have an e-bike. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.